Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Here we have great recommendations for your next audiobook. I'm Robin Witten, editor of Audiophile, and this week we are focused on Audiophile's selection of 2019's best audiobooks. In this special episode, we'll talk about the memoir audiobooks that we chose as best of the year. And these titles really give you unique glimpses into the lives of six very different individuals. And we also have a special guest, narrator Rupert Degas. And we'll talk with Rupert shortly, but first, here are our choices for the best memoir audiobooks of 2019. The Moment of Lift by Melinda Gates, read by the author. Trailblazer by Dorothy Butler Gilliam, read by January Lavoie. Mama's Boy by Dustin Lance Black, read by the author. From Scratch by Tembi Locke, read by the author. Forever and Ever Amen by Randy Travis and Ken Abraham, read by Rory Feek. And The I and I by Gerald Durrell, read by Rupert Degas. So welcome, Rupert. We're delighted to have you here with us.
Delighted to be here, Robin. Thank you.
Well, we're talking from Maine to Australia, which is pretty fabulous.
I'm in Sydney, yes, with this lovely smell of smoke this morning from the bushfires, which are still raging, unfortunately, and it's pretty tragic. But there's that waking up to the smell of smoke is always interesting.
Yes, goodness. And you don't want to hear about our November weather here. So we'll move on to something a little more tropical, all right?
Yes, okay, cool.
So can you give us a little framework about Gerald Durrell and the I and I?
Well, Gerald Durrell, I've been familiar with Gerald Durrell since I was a child. He had a zoo in Jersey, and he's an animal conservationist, and he's been very passionate about animals all his life since he was a child. And I didn't really know much about him apart from watching him as a child on television, presenting things and talking. So when I had the opportunity to narrate these books, it was wonderful to sort of, because I'd never read a Gerald Durrell book before, and I thought, oh my goodness, this chap is really funny. And I YouTubed him and tried to and saw lots of interviews with him, and he's very posh, and he's got this wonderful sort of way of speaking, and he's almost sounds very much of his time, of his era, of the 1950s and 60s. And so I tried to sort of emulate his voice and his accent to try and get into it. His stories as he travels all around the world, from to Madagascar, Argentina. He worked at Whipsnade Zoo when he was younger. That's how he started in the business. And his sense of humor while he's dealing with locals trying to find endangered species and unusual animals to take back to his zoo in Jersey so that he can keep the species from becoming extinct and look after them. It's fascinating reading these four books. And I think the four of them do kind of come as a group together, which is lovely. And I'm honored and humbled to be nominated for this prestigious award, which is fantastic. And the I and I is the last of the four. So fantastic. Yes.
Well, it's quite fun that there were four. They were all fabulously reviewed, and we had to pick one.
Yeah.
The I and I seemed like the most fun to talk about.
Yes.
But it's interesting because the Durrell family is most recently known in the U.S. because of the TV series, The Durrells in Corfu, where, you know, young Gerald and his family have these really hilarious adventures. But the I is set in Madagascar. So you had a lot of different accents for all of the titles, but, you know, Madagascar, the I was a real challenge. And tell me a little bit about how you get a handle on those accents.
Well, accents, as you know, is my sort of thing. I love doing accents and character voices. It's what gives me the most pleasure is finding an accent and doing it. Going onto the internet and trying to find people speaking in Malagasy, I think is the language, the people from Madagascar called the Malagasys, was pretty challenging to find someone. But eventually I sort of tracked down a few clips on YouTube set in Madagascar. And I thought, right, well, there we go. That's what I'll do. You know, always with these things, you want to try and do an accent that is very respectful, is almost honors the musicality of the voice. Accents can sometimes go, they can cross a line and become caricatures, which I think is always dangerous. The right thing to do is stay on this side of the line and make the accent. I'm narrating a book at the moment where there's a lot of Chinese and Korean. So, you know, one's got to be sort of very careful to be honorable, to make these characters real and not sort of caricatures, really. So the Madagascar thing was tricky, but I think we got there. But it's Gerald Durrell doing it, of course, because the books are in his first person. So I can hide behind the fact that it's Gerald Durrell reading it and Gerald Durrell doing the accent. So my little conceit in my head was, oh, Gerald Durrell does voices. So that's how I kind of went with it.
Well, you did it so wonderfully. And is there something else about this whole suite of the Durrell memoirs that stayed with you?
You know, what stayed with me was actually, because I'm a huge animal lover, what stayed with me was I've now become more interested in looking at his conservation trust in Jersey. And I'm now sort of actively trying to, you know, support his charity and stuff like that, and through my Instagram and everything. And I've become more interested in his legacy as a result of reading these books and all the wonderful work he does to conserve animals that we're losing through, you know, deforestation and climate change. And I'm a passionate sort of environmentalist. So it's that sort of element of it that has stuck with me more than the stories themselves was what his legacy is.
That's so interesting because, of course, I think when you read so much about an individual, I mean, that's what memoirs do. They put you inside the lives of someone else and what those people care about. And so to come out on the other side and care about the same things is quite interesting.
Yes, it was very moving. Those books touched me a great deal.
I've been a longtime fan of Gerald Durrell, and I think you did an incredible, I mean, I really feel like I was hearing him talk about all his travels. But
wonderful.
We have to play a clip so our listeners can hear as well.
Yes.
So let's play a clip from the I.
The town of Anamatarate Violala, a name which trips lightly off the tongue, through which we thought we might pass, is described in such glowing terms that we expect to find branches of both Harrods and Fortnum's there. But another confidant will tell you that the town is a gastronomic desert. Ask for Pierre, we were advised. He is a mine of information. And where do we find him? Oh, just stop and ask anyone in the street. They all know Pierre. He's the best-known person there. He can fix anything. He could find you a dinosaur on top of the Eiffel Tower, or a deep freeze at the North Pole. You begin to long to meet this miracle worker, to lay your head on his honest breast and have all your problems solved. Of course, when you get to Anamatarate Violala, you find neither Harrods nor Fortnum's, nor can you find anyone who knows Pierre.
Well, it's so different, Rupert, because we're talking, and that's you we just listened to, but it was really Gerald. Really.
Yes, yes. I should point out, if no one knows what an II is, in case anybody's wondering, it's a tiny little monkey-like creature that lives in a tree that has this unique finger that is this very long, spiky finger, which he uses to get food out of little things. I'm being terribly vague, but they're very, very, very rare. And you can only see them at night, and they're indigenous to Madagascar, and there's very, very few of them left. They're very, very endangered, and very few people have seen them. And that is his journey to find one of these, to take back to Jersey Zoo, to try and at least get two and try and have them mate and make others. There's a great documentary about the II on YouTube, by the way. They're really so hard to find. They're like finding a needle in a haystack.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I think this will intrigue everyone to learn more about the II's and to listen to you doing Gerald Durrell's memoirs. So thank you so much for joining us today, Rupert.
Thank you, Robin.
Congratulations on having one of your audiobooks selected for 2019 Best Audiobooks.
I think it's awesome. What can I say? It's fantastic. Thank you.
Well, we've been talking about The II and I by Gerald Durrell with narrator Rupert Degas. This has been a special Best of the Year edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Support for our podcast comes from Paperback Classics, a new imprint from Oasis Family Media. And if you've enjoyed today's podcast with narrator Rupert Degas, please stay tuned right here all week for other chats with narrators from some of our 2019 best audiobooks. And you can always check our social media, as we often have conversations with narrators and videos. And the full list of Audiophile's best audiobooks can be found at audiophilemagazine.com. This is Robin Witten. Thanks for listening.